from the, I thought it was the Onion update desk. Jim Harbaugh will be returning to the Big House August 31st as an honorary team captain.
I thought that was a joke as well. That's real?
That's everywhere.
What?
Yep. Everywhere right now. So I want to just say it again. You went out and rubbed your booty in the NCAA's face, and a day later, they hammer you. Michigan's response to that is, neener, neener, now we're bringing him back as an honorary captain.
But wait, there's more. Yeah, here he comes. Like a four-year show cause. And, yeah, let's go ahead and bring him back. He's going to flip the coin. Who's got it better than us? Give him his ring. This is not going to end well. Like,
that's just a wild, like, wrestling move by U of M.
You think after a while he'd make like Rick from Anchorman and just lay low for a little while,
right?
You know?
Rick, you killed a guy with a trident.
You may want to lay low for a little while.
Rick killed a man.
What are you doing?
Yeah, it's like, if you're Michigan, this is one where if you're Ward Manuel, hey, Jim, you can. Buddy, appreciate it. We will mail your ring to you. You cannot show up at this stadium right now. It's horrible.
You could
optics.
Present him with his ring without making him the honorary captain. There are ways you can do this that aren't a complete chocolate dipped middle finger to the NCAA.
Right. Hey, War can hop on the plane, fly out to LA, give him his ring, have cameras there, sing the victors. But this, after hearing, oh yeah, he's got a 4-year show cause, and you know, he can't even, yeah, this is a bad look.
Again,
across the board.
Now, here, I feel like I have to speak very slowly for certain people. I'm not mad about it. I don't care. I just think it's like from afar, you look at it and go, that's a bad idea. I mean, David, you're a Michigan fan. You're tired of Harbaugh.
If you want this next punishment to be lenient, you may not want to do this.
This is the other problem, David. You know, what Michigan fan fails to realize is, Michigan already accepted penalties saying that Harbaugh is a liar and is guilty and the suspend. Like, you already copped to one scandal. You're going to end up having to negotiate for the other. Bringing the guy back as this, like, chum in the water for the cult.
You lose all negotiation.
It just seems silly to me. Like, you have the rest of your life to bring the man back. Do we have to do that now at the flashpoint? Like, doesn't the Stallions documentary come out the 27th?
Yeah, I believe so, yeah.
So 4 days after, this is what you're going to do. It just seems a little silly to me. Mm. You can do whatever the hell you want. I don't care. I don't get hung up on stuff like this. But what happened when Harbaugh basically farted in the NCAA's face a couple days ago? Magically delicious a couple days later. Boom.
See, and while I want him to put it all on himself and just stops talking and all of this bull crap, and just let the school be, the school, you're right, the school is saying, hey, come on back. Like, we want you. No, this is arrogance at its best. That's what this is.
No, arrogance would be a compliment. It's delusion.
Okay.
It goes past arrogance.
Because you know, he's going to take the time to let the NCAA know how wrong they are and how we're Michigan. Like, he just won't get the ring and flip the coin. No, no, no. That's too easy.
The problem is your recruiting coordinator turned his ass in. It's in writing. It's not the NCAA. Like, I understand it's easy to turn the NCAA into a boogeyman. No one likes the NCAA. I don't like them. You don't like them. The point is, it's a member institution. You sign up to be a part of the NCAA. If you don't want to be a part of it, don't join. And it is big on self-policing, which is a folly. We know this. But the idea is, if you cooperate, nothing really bad ever happens. Mm-mm. But if you don't, that's when it gets nasty. Mm-hmm. Well, Harbaugh's already a proven liar multiple times over. It's in writing. That's not my opinion. So to bring him back while you're awaiting the real notice of allegations, that just, again, as an adult, common sense, forget about it. Say I went to DeVry University. It doesn't make sense. If Mark D'Antonio were wrapped up in the same thing, I'd say the same thing. Bad idea. You just don't do it later. Don't do it now. Mm-hmm. Once the NCAA does their thing, Michigan can do whatever they want. In fact, bring Harbaugh back when you put his statue up next to the other goofball. Mm-hmm. Do that. I wouldn't do this. But whatever you want to do. I mean, David, like,
I don't want this.
Okay, so I'm asking you this question. And I, again, I'm not trying to change your mind on any of it. Do whatever you want. Do you believe this helps your cause with what's going on around the program?
No.
Does it help, does it hurt, or does it have no effect? And it's perfectly fine if you say no effect. I'm not angry. I don't think it helps you.
I'm going to separate it. While in the end, I don't think the NSA will do anything, but I do, on surface, think this hurts. Because if
you know it's personal between the NCAA and your football program.
That's what it is.
Why stoke them?
Because I don't think they'll end up doing anything. I'm kind of on you side with that. Because they're the NCAA. I mean, what really do they do? David, but why would you egg them on?
They don't want to do anything. And it's like, you keep pushing me in this corner, and I'm going to have to react. Michigan, we've given you a tough penalty. Your best bet is, you see what we can do. Work with us work with us so that the next penalty will not be that harsh.
And again, the other problem is, and we're all aligned on this, by the way. It was up to the Big Ten and the CFP to put a stop to the nonsense, not the NCAA. Whatever happens post-haste doesn't take your memories away, which we've talked about. I had no problem. You want to go enjoy yourself, go enjoy yourself. I don't have to respect it. You get to have fun. I get to be in peace. It's a win. But guys, the NCAA is already pretty much hinting that you have a lack of institutional control and oversight. Go read the leaked NOA. Well, how do you further that? When the program, when the university basically flouts it again and goes, I'm glad you feel that way, we're bringing the guy back. I just don't do it week one. Just wait. Mm-hmm. Let all this get settled. Negotiate or appeal. Do whatever you like. Once the dust settles, you could have Jim Harbaugh Day. Hand out free pairs of pants. Do whatever you like. It's not my place to tell you what to do. But I wouldn't do this. And I'd say the same thing if it was Michigan State. And I will tell you this. This is where logo bias comes in. If Ryan Day were embroiled in multiple scandals and Ryan Day left to escape the posse, which is exactly what Harbaugh did, and Ohio State brought Ryan Day back as the honorary captain, you'd be on these phone lines burning down the house. So spare me. It's okay that you don't have that reaction because it's your team. I'm not mad at you, but don't you dare play this game where somehow we're out of our minds for, in a very calm way, going, that's probably not a good idea. That might be like accelerant on an already burning fire. Just don't do it. I mean, again, David, you are the ombudsman for all Wolverine affairs. Am I out of line saying what I've said?
I mean, it reminds me of that the dude that was driving on the suspended license and he showed up on the Zoom as he was driving, and the judge was like,
in Washtenaw County, yes.
Are you serious right now?
That same judge went ham again. Did you hear about this?
No.
So it was the same judge. A guy in his court basically was like, bleep you. He's like, 93 days. Bleep you, another 93. He was DJ Khaled. Another one. Another one. He added 580 days to the guy's sentence. The guy kept telling him to go bleep himself. And another one. Another one. It was like, is this real? Huh? Every time this guy opened his mouth, another one. He racked up like a year and a half extra in jail.
See, I think the NCAA is going to be that judge. And there's Harbaugh driving like, wait, didn't we just suspend you? Why are you? Huh? Are you driving? Yeah, I am. Let me pull over. What? Is this real? That's what it's going to be like. Is this really happening? Yes. I don't think you're going to get any leniency. The NCAA doesn't want to suspend you, but I think this is where harsher punishment comes in. And when it happens, here's what I don't want to hear from Michigan fans. It's a witch hunt. They're out to get us. No, you provoked this.
But both things are true. Look, I've said from the beginning, look, I know Wolverines don't want to hear it from me. No, it is a bit of a witch hunt. They don't like Jim Harbaugh because of what you said.
Right.
He's decided to egg them on for years.
But Mike, it became a witch hunt because he just kept spitting in their face.
And it's happening again.
Right. And it's just like, okay, you know what? It's now personal.
But separate yourself.
Well, no, this is the thing. This is the problem with U of M's athletic department. There's no adults. There's no adults in the room. Think about it. Look, you could take Harbaugh. Look, the idea of using the word honor and Jim Harbaugh in the same sentence, forget about it. The man has no honor. He's a liar. He's a malignant narcissist. There's no honor in that. He's a good football coach, but that doesn't mean you have honor. The bottom line is, so there needed to be an adult in the room. But the problem is, look at the school president. He's a cheerleader. Look at the AD. How's he employed? There's no one from the day Harbaugh took the job. There was no one to tell him no. So someone just needed to step up and go, you know what? We'll see you in 2025. We're not doing this right now. Just let us put the fire out. We think there's a way out. Hell, we may outlast the NCAA. Mm-hmm. Just let us put the fire out. Then we're going to have a birthday cake for you. But they, you know, again, they can't help themselves, David. Those are your people. Your people.
Not according to East Texas right now.
What? Oh, we'll get to it. Why are people upset at you?
Because he's not blindly loyal. He's not putting up a fight to us and telling us to basically go bleep
because
ourselves.
It's ridiculous what Michigan is doing.
That's it. It's okay to just say silly. Mm-mm. Okay, if
that's
you,
not how this world works. Were you just born yesterday?
No, I'm just, there's no one yelling about it. It's just, no, I don't think it's a bright idea.
David is supposed to have blind loyalty to Blue.
Okay.
No, you guys are always right.
All right, I'm done.